Hello and welcome back to Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron Jordan Peterson, and that's me. This episode is featuring Lisa and Amy and, of course, myself as we discuss the art of being normal, or lack thereof, better term. But yeah, so enjoy while this happens. I'm sorry, people.
Welcome, Lisa.
Hello.
Oh my God, your voice is so sultry.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, because of my fancy new headphones that I got, it makes me extra.
It gives you just that little hint of Jessica Rabbit.
Yes. Except without the high heels and the giant boobs.
All right, well, we are here with Miss Lisa Forstall and Miss Amy Leanne. Say hi, Amy.
What up?
I said say hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi.
I said say hi, Amy.
Hi.
And I said say hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
So how are you, Lisa?
I am pretty good.
All right.
I really have no complaints. I mean, other than the kids are on a shutdown from school, so.
Yeah. So part of me wanted to stop talking a little bit about, because when we started the podcast, we were going into quarantine, just like we were weeks away from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was already rising, but we were podcasting. All of a sudden, it was just like, okay, so let's just podcast every single day during these weird times now that I don't have a job and blah, blah, blah. So you and I recorded like daily doing the Panic Day Diaries.
Yeah, you mean Michael.
Oh, Michael. Yes, because Michael joined us while he was in school in Missouri while he was quarantined to his hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he was anxious because all he wanted to do was get back up here. And now he got back up here, and it's, like, even crazier now. I mean, we talked about that last spring, about the fact that it was going to get worse. It was going to, like, by fall, we were going to be getting into mass lockdowns. And here we are. Here we are.
A friend of mine sent me a trailer to a movie, and I don't remember what it's called. That it was scary and accurate and made me uncomfortable.
Dear God. So I was just going to say with Amy, she wasn't part of the Panic Day Diaries, but I kind of want to give her an opportunity to give her expression on how she's feeling about where we're at now.
Yeah. Oh, man. My anxiety levels are high. I get the salon full time and then part time I'm at the restaurant serving. And so as of right now, all the restaurants are closed for indoor dining.
Mm-hmm.
So I am laid off, and that was a huge relief for me with, like, working.
Yeah.
Financially, it was a huge relief, and to not have it, like, I'm really anxious.
Oh, for sure.
But I also,
what's that? What's going on? Is there another person? There's like a whole bunch of voices on the other side of yours, Lisa.
Sorry, that's my TV.
Well, like a conference room in the background.
You want it?
Yes.
Sorry about that. It's football. I apologize.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. It was just all of a sudden it was really loud. I was like, what's happening?
I forgot to tell you that I'm entertaining the entire city of Duluth.
Okay, cool. That's great during a quarantine.
Yeah. Also, absolutely alive.
Oh, I believe it. But yeah, so thank you, Amy, on that sharing of where you were at, because, and I just wanted to tone back to that. We always had the technical issues back in the beginning of the podcast as well. Like, there would be times where we would start the recording and all of a sudden one person was disconnecting like every couple minutes and they come back on. And it was quite entertaining, was it not, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely. Here we go again. Oops.
It was usually Lisa's fault.
Oh.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I have been reading, or I wouldn't say reading a book, but I have been listening to the audiobook, and well worth listening to the audiobook of certain books sometimes, over reading it. And one of my favorite comedic actresses right now during our generation is Rachel Bloom. I'm not sure if you know who she is, Lisa.
Yeah.
You?
Yes.
How do you know who she is? Please to enlighten me.
I've just seen like little snippets of video here.
Okay.
I've heard her name. I haven't actually watched any of her stand-up, but I've...
Now, I don't know much about her stand-up because she's an interesting type of comedian, but my first introduction to her is the TV show The Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, she was one of the co-creators of it and was the star of it, played the main role. And it was just such a fascinating way of her telling a story through a mental health journey as well. And it was comedy.
So is it a communal story?
It's inspired by a lot of her own stories, Rachel Bloom. And anyway, so she recently, besides Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, she was the voice of Barb in Trolls World Tour.
I never watched that.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It is super good. I think I have it.
I wish you could have seen the way Aaron just looked at me, because they were very judgy.
They were not judgy eyes. They were not at all. No.
I can feel the look that I feel like he gave you.
But I didn't. Gosh.
Like, what kind of fool are you, Amy?
How are we even friends?
How is this working? So Barb is the villain troll in Trolls World Tour, and Rachel Bloom was the voice of her, and it was fantastic. She even got to sing Barracuda.
Thank you. Nice.
Anyway, so I'll tell you more about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but the point of this one was she is such an inspiration to me, and she just released her book, a book of essays about her life and stuff, and it's called I Want to Be Where the Normal People Are.
Oh, that's the one you were
listening to. Yes, you listened a little bits of it with me while I drive. Yeah, because I'm like obsessed with listening to this. As I clean, I'm listening to it. As I'm driving, I listen to it. And I want the book. It just came out, but I got the audiobook for like with all my credits on my Google Play account the other day, so yeah. I couldn't not listen, which is great because she does musical numbers on the audiobook, so it's great. She talks about every part of her journey in the story is how she's trying to fit in with the normal people, how she's trying to find her place amongst the normal people. And I'm like, yes, Rachel, you get me. You get me. Like, I want you to look for this book, Lisa. I'm not even kidding. You need to read this book as well. She is just a fascinating being. And she's talking about her childhood, her growing up, and she was different. She grew up in Manhattan Beach, California. She's a Jewish girl that was obsessed with Broadway musicals and was a weird kid. The most recent chapter that I was listening to, she was talking about her first experience and her fascination with masturbation.
Outstanding.
I mean, but it's so fantastic how she tells the story about how she fell in love with masturbation, and she's not ashamed of it. And I love that.
I fall in love with masturbation. I don't. Maybe that's why I'm such a bitch, because I don't even masturbate, and I'm very open and honest. But like when it comes to that stuff, like I don't do that.
True.
I am a total prude, but yeah, I cannot even remember the last time I masturbated.
Oh my goodness. It's such a stress relief.
Anyway, I don't want to get too far into these types of topics, but we could. It was what inspired the topic of what I'm saying tonight, where I wanted to talk about the art of being normal, or can we be normal now? Kind of an idea like that was like the goal, I think, is what caused so much anxiety for me throughout my life, was trying to make sure no matter what, I still stayed the most normal as possible. So once I came out gay, which one of my biggest anxieties in my teenage years, I was like, okay, but I have to still fit into a certain spectrum of what gay I need to be. Like, I can be bitchy gay, or I can be fun and gay, fabulous gay. And you can't be both. And
it's such a fine line, I feel.
It was such a struggle for me to be a diva gay or a bitchy gay. And sometimes I was both. And when you are both, you're a monster.
You know? Yes.
And
obviously, I haven't experienced it myself as a person, but I have experienced it via other people.
Yes. I mean, I'm not like altogether fully on bitchy. I think I'm more passive aggressive bitchy, but you get the drift. But I think where I was going with that is just trying to be normal, trying to find any way. Like, one of my old roommates used to always say, like, to me, well, normal people don't do this kind of thing. Normal people don't do that kind of thing. Like, I would have people, why would we have friends come over for sleepovers at my house in our 20s? We would be drinking and like, oh yeah, let's just crash, watch a movie and crash.
Yeah,
I love doing that kind of shit. That's pretty normal to me. Hanging out with my friends and like, oh yeah, let's just crash here. Be responsible. Don't drive after.
Yeah.
But he was all about the fact that normal people don't do things like that. I'm like, oh, I don't want to be a normal person then. I just don't. If what his definition of what normal people do, I don't want any part of that. That's stupid. Right? Like, but I got into that fear, like I was supposed to. You're right, they don't. Oh my God, I'm not adulting right. And it's like, how does anyone adult right?
None of us do.
Lisa does.
Does she? Do you, Lisa?
Is she dead?
Oh, she must not be on anymore. That's why it's so quiet.
That's weird. Lisa!
Uh-oh.
Hello?
This is what I get for calling you a grown-up, right?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, but that was the thing is like, for some reason, I was always in that state of mind that I needed to make sure that I presented as normal as possible so people did not see my weird.
I'm not here.
I'm here.
Oh, you're not on my thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's in the room. Yeah, with me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
okay, continue.
but yeah, so normal people, how do you be normal? Like, Amy, I'd like to hear how you think that we can be normal.
I don't think the quote-unquote normal exists.
Well, in a world that it did, how do we do it?
Like, when I was a teenager and I wanted to be normal, I assumed, oh, I need my parents to be married. I need to be getting A's and B's. I need to go to college and wait to have sex till you're married. Like the whole June Cleaver bullcrap.
Yeah, following the societal norms that are set up for you in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right but on. Now, it didn't happen until I was probably in my 30s where I was like, you know what? Like, all of us are fucked up. None of us know what we're doing. Like, that's normal. Like, we're all just kind of winging it.
Yeah. Lisa, what do you think?
I agree. Like, for me, when I was in high school, I mean, I had a good group of core friends, but I would kind of bounce from group to group trying to fit in. Like, I pretended like I was going to do speech club, and then I pretended like I was gonna do track, and the only one I stayed into was orchestra, which is cool. And then, like, I tried to follow my friends into the Navy. Like, that's commitment to friendship right there.
Right on.
They wouldn't take me, though, because of my blindness in my left eye. I'm a defect.
Oh, yeah.
But then, like, into my adult, you know, of course, in my early 20s, you know, we're just partying and everybody kind of doesn't care about anybody. That's not how I meant to say that.
I translated what you just said about people not caring about other people very distinctly as the fact that we live in a world where, like, people like us, we actually care about other people, but there's a certain faction of people that just don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. And they're very loud and they're very proud.
I can name a few.
And then, you know, I had to go through the darkest time in my life and come out on the other side to realize that my normal is not near your normal or Amy's or anybody's but myself. Like,
yeah.
I got stuck in this idea that I had to be a 9-to-5 person, you know, a husband, a dog, 2.5 kids. You know, I don't know why it's always 2.5 kids. That's always been strange to me.
Right. Well, yeah, Oh, sorry, Lisa, you keep going.
Well, I was just going to say, my sister is that person. Yeah. And so for a long time, I would compare myself to her. Because,
oh, sure.
I mean, I don't know if you've told Amy any of my story, but I'm definitely the screw up. I went through a really bad drug addiction, went to prison, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, for me to just come out and be like, screw everybody, I'm going to do me. If you don't like it, kick rocks.
Yep. And that's, for me, I've always been drawn to the people that are like me that don't fit the norms.
The misfits.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, literally, I want to be one of the normal people. I want to be one of the pretty people. I want to be the popular girl that gets to walk down the hall and Regina George her way through life.
Regina George was a bitch.
But I'm just saying, is like, but they are the picture of perfection to everybody. They are what people aspire to see, but they don't look at the fact that we're all broken inside. Being normal is stupid because I put so much pressure on myself also from watching the adults in my life. I was so interested in how adults were functioning, and they were just amazed. They amazed me because they had everything all figured out. Like, they were the magicians of the world. And somehow I was supposed to just naturally at some point in life get that instant download of how to be that perfect. Like, case in point, my stepmother, my father's wife, whatever. I remember going to family functions with her family, and they were always those type of people that things need to be so perfect. So, like, you cannot have, I don't even know how to describe it, but, like, things needed to be so perfect that, like, if somebody deterred or went off track a little bit on something and messed up the whole drill, oh my God, holy hell would ensue and the drama would pour out. And I witnessed that kind of behavior, knowing that you have to do everything you can possibly do to prevent anything. But the problem is once you put that much pressure and anxiety onto a situation, if that little balloon pops and your whole thing comes crashing down, that's when the drama ensues and you allow yourself to be like, no!
So it's like Catalina. I don't know if you guys have seen Step Brothers, but it's like, the way you make it sound.
Oh my God.
It's Catalina wine mixer.
Fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Okay, I need to clearly watch it because I still have, to this day, have not watched that movie.
Oh my God, we're watching.
You don't get to judge her for Trolls then.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Fine, I'll watch it with you.
But, did you touch the drum set?
I know of it. I was managing the Plaza Super or Plaza Mr. Movies by Super One, and you know which Mr. Movies I'm talking about in Duluth back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was the store manager there, and that movie came out, and I got to rent free movies all the time. But for some reason, I could not bring myself to watch that movie. I just couldn't do it.
So depressing.
But I was just saying is like when I looked at adults and especially for some reason, like when it came to events or holidays or something, everything needed to be so perfect that if it wasn't, then the drama would ensue. And I am a lot like that, what I notice. And so I really try to prevent myself from getting to that level by thinking back on how that made me anxious just watching that happen. So I really try to make sure I'm not as much of a micromanager as I could be, but I know that I still can get really difficult to work with. And so that's the problem with me is that I try to be what normal is in what I do and what is expected of me. But the more I try, it feels like the more I fail.
I just think that the key is to my motto in life is do no harm, but take no shit. So just be yourself. And then the right people will follow, you know, you'll find your tribe.
Thank you for your affirmations, Amy. no, but I hear what you're saying. I do. Like, you got to find your other freaks. Let your freak flag fly, and then the other freaks will come rustling up some grub. But, yeah.
What the hell are you saying right now?
I have no idea, but I spent too much time with your son over the last few days.
Yeah, because you both don't make sense.
Okay, so we got to tell the story here about that. Okay, Lisa, so have you seen my snaps the last 24 hours?
No.
Girl.
I'm bad about checking stories.
Okay, so I have kind of unofficially and indirectly adopted a 14-year-old boy as my own child.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, he's Amy's kid. But
I figured it was just some random off the street because that'd be.
Well, we went out to lunch at Boulder where we both work.
And we convinced a couple servers.
Yeah, we convinced a couple servers that Aaron and I wanted to be parents, but we didn't want to be with anyone. So I was a surrogate, and he's a surrogate, and
Yeah, and so she.
And so we have this arrangement.
Yeah, and we had this whole. We had a couple servers kind of believing that. And people were kind of believing it because he is very similar to my personality. Like, so similar. I mean, except for the fact that we don't know what sexual orientation he actually identifies with, and that's not the point. But he, like, the way what he says rando things like I do sometimes that just spew out of my head. And he does that, and I'm like I look at him, I'm like, oh my God, is this how I am to people sometimes?
Well, so he is different. His actual diagnosis is Asperger's, ADHD, and anxiety with a deferred diagnosis of childhood schizophrenia. And the older he gets, the more I'm seeing the schizophrenia.
Oh, for sure.
Because he does talk to himself a lot. Makes little comfort noises and he'll even today playing video games, I look over and he's doing his thing where he shakes his head and rocks back and forth, but really fast. But I can't do it to demonstrate because it would give me a headache.
A whiplash too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Savannah. Yeah.
I mean, but he is just one of my favorite humans in the entire world. And so, if I was to have a kid, I would be so proud to say he was my kid, even though he freaks me out sometimes. I mean, that's what I'm saying. But, I'm not afraid of him. But, he's just such an interesting child that I'm just he says things, I'm like, I don't know how to have a full-on conversation with you because suddenly you say things that are nonsensical. But yeah. I hear you, brother.
Yeah. Well, he also had seizures when he was born.
Oh, okay.
And he still has absent seizures, and meaning that they're really hard to notice. Where he'll just be kind of zoned out, and you'll like put your hand in front of his face and he won't blink or whatever.
For quick clarification, you don't mind talking about your son on podcast?
Oh, no, not at all.
Just wanted to make sure.
But yeah, so I don't know if because of the seizures, if there's any damage that's been done or not. So he has special needs, but it's also, it can be hard to notice at times.
Yeah.
He has some really good days where I'm like, dude, he seems like a normal 14-year-old boy. And then there's other days where I'm like, especially when I see him around kids the same age as him,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, oh, yep, he's a little off. But he's a sweetheart.
Yeah. But yeah, so thank you, Amy, for sharing a little bit about him. He's been a very fantastic human for me to get to know. And he spent the night at my room with my roommate and me last night. He was playing video games all night pretty much. But he came over and helped us put some Christmas wreaths up. Well,
he did not help put them up, for the record.
Okay, but he had fun with the dog, which was another really important thing.
He was present, but he didn't do shit.
He didn't. He came over to do some assisting, and he will assist next week when we have to bring the Christmas tree.
The intention was to have him help, but he didn't do anything.
Sensitivity level with the child is about the same as mine with mine. he didn't do a damn thing.
So next week is Thanksgiving, and of course we're in that time of quarantine and trying to not get into bigger group functions than you have to, which makes me really sad because the holidays are my favorite and I love being around so many people. And
you're the extrovert.
Oh, I am an extrovert. We know this.
I am definitely the introvert, even though I seem.
Yeah, but I'm sometimes an introverted extrovert, but I really think that's mostly just because sometimes my flame burns so bright, but sometimes it does need a little bit of a timeout.
I get people hangovers.
Oh, I give people hangovers.
Ooh, snap.
But I can get people hangovers as well. Sometimes there are people that are more intense than I, and I have to deal with them, and like, you know, certain people in the theater group.
Yeah.
You know, it's really...
Vampires.
What about vampires?
Energy vampires.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything specific, but they just suck out your energy, like, without even realizing they're doing it.
Yeah. But anyway, so what are your thoughts for the holidays? Like, Thanksgiving, you know, I mean, what are your plans to do to kind of be able to still celebrate without breaking any of these restrictions we're supposed to be trying to follow? Lisa.
We're FaceTiming. We're going to all cook separate dinners and then do a little FaceTime video or a Facebook group video. I'm cooking my very first turkey, so this should be a beautiful disaster. it's got the little thing that pokes out of the butt when it's done, so I have hope, I guess. A little bit of hope.
So you're going to be cooking for you and your family at home. I mean, you know, Troy and the kids. Yep.
Yep.
And then, so that, of course, your
then
sister will be.
My sister, husband, and my nephew, and then my mom and dad, and then Russ's parents. And so we're going to have, it's going to be really weird.
It's
safe than.
Yeah. It's worth it. So many people are doing these online video chats, FaceTimes. I mean, that's what those are designed for. And right now we're seeing them in true power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? I know, Amy, your plans really are to do stuff with me. I mean, I am not, like, Thanksgiving, we're not really having anybody in the house, but you're going to come over next Saturday, and we're going to do Friendsgiving.
I think it's really great that we can co-parent.
it's basically my roommate and I are going to just make a turkey breast and pretty much instant Thanksgiving. It's going to be not everything will be instant. There's still time consuming, but we're also going to take the time to decorate the house because I live in a very beautiful home with Sarah. that is just, it's going to look great at Christmas time. And I cannot wait, because just because Christmas is going to be very strange this year on how it functions does not mean that that Christmas spirit cannot try to come back and just try to make people feel some semblance of joy. I mean, somehow this, we have to get to some semblance of joy and happiness again.
I feel like this is a big test for people in reminding them that Christmas isn't about presents.
Yep.
Christmas is about being connecting with family.
Yes. Yes. And so that joy and hope and magic of Christmas can probably come back again. And I think that's going to be the next episode we record. It's going to be talking about the Christmas magic that I still believe in.
Can you still hear the bell?
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, Christmas is a happy time of year.
You know what I'm talking about when I say, can you hear the bell?
Which bell? I can hear the bells.
No. The Polar Express.
Oh, I have not seen The Polar Express.
I haven't either.
Let's watch it together.
Children's books. It was one of my favorite Christmas books.
I remember the book. I don't remember ever watching the movie. I mean, I know the movie is very popular to watch at Christmas time, and I believe that I actually have it. Or I could
buy it. But you've never seen it?
I know.
Wow.
I know. Like, so sometimes
when
I
we were
get
talking earlier about being misfits, I've always told people that I come from the island of misfit toys from the Rudolph movie.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like I had more to relate to all the island of misfit toys than I had for anything else.
I've never associated myself with like cartoony characters. I always like when I watch the show Shameless, I'm like, oh God, that.
Yeah, I would fit in that family, I think. But I don't think I would. Because none of them fit in that family, but yet they're a family. Like, they're all a bunch of assholes.
They all have each other's back.
Yeah, but they're all a bunch of assholes. And I love it.
I love Liv Gallagher.
Lisa, have you seen Shameless?
Nope.
Girl.
That was awesome.
Well, I'm only saying it because I remember first watching that show when it first started. I used to download torrents.
Quit talking about how old we are.
It's not that long ago, girl.
I felt like I really identified a lot with Fiona, except she's more of a slut than I've ever been.
There was something about Fiona that
she's very self-destructive.
Oh yeah. Anyway, we'll have to have a whole episode of that show. Let's not give too much away because Lisa never had seen it. But I think we're gonna have to wrap this episode up because that's the normal thing to do.
Wow. Remember when used to be like an hour and a half of chaos?
Oh my God, I miss those days actually. I finally get them to be under an hour now. I think we're getting somewhere now. But yeah, they did. Sometimes our episodes would just be an hour and a half of just nonsensical, like the. Yep. There's so much happening on Lisa's world right now.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. Finding a hole to crawl in to record is very hard to do.
It's not a problem because we're wrapping up anyway, so you can go be mommy again.
Thanks.
But we'll have to record more again this week. I think right before Thanksgiving, let's try and get together and record another episode and talk about what we're grateful for.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, we'll have a positive episode. Yeah. But until then, thank you for joining us all the way from over there, Lisa, in the other side of the world. I mean, state.
Feels like the world, but thanks for having me again.
Yes, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, sounds good.
And bye, Amy.
Bye.
Bye.
And thank you again for listening to Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron Jordan Peterson. And that's me. Thank you again, really, for the support of listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that people are listening. It has been a lot to work to put into getting this together, so I really do appreciate that you appreciate it. Please show me your appreciation by going to my Instagram page and liking and following, sharing, and of course at my Facebook as well. It's To Be Fair, a podcast at both of them. Thank you again, and we will talk to you later.